You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Is living together outside of marriage still sin in the eyes of God?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father, speak to us today from your living word. Show us your will, remind us of your love and grace, and point us always to your cross, which is our only hope and our only salvation. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. One of the most alarming trends currently being studied by American sociologists is the increasing number of individuals living together outside of marriage. While a small percentage of this always exists in every society, the last couple of years have noted a dramatic increase. According to figures recently released by the United States Census Bureau, nearly 1.5 million people are now sharing the same living quarters without the blessings of the church or the state. This represents a 100% increase since 1970. A few years ago, this type of lifestyle was found primarily among college students and people in their early 20s. This is no longer the case. Men and women in their late 20s, their 30s, and their 40s are now turning to this most irresponsible living. Even many in their sunset years, including individuals on Social Security, are becoming involved. Most people are not fully aware of the tremendous impact this is having at every level of society. The evidence, however, is beginning to surface in an increasing number of areas. A national magazine recently reported that adultery and fornication have become so widespread that companies are now devising marketing and advertising tactics to appeal to this new and expanding market. Attempts are also underway to formulate new rules of etiquette for unmarried couples who appear at parties and other formal events. These new guidelines are designed to introduce unmarried couples at social gatherings with the least amount of uneasiness and embarrassment. Those involved try to convince themselves their uneasiness and occasional embarrassment stems from rules made only by society. In the depths of their heart and soul, however, they know that what they are doing is wrong. They realize this type of lifestyle has always been considered sinful in the eyes of the Lord. No matter how hard they try to rationalize their actions, their conscience will not let them alone. Their conscience cries out in agony that what they are doing is wrong, sinful, and an abomination in the sight of God. Just as sure as we are warned in the Holy Scriptures, their sins will find them out. It should be the earnest prayer of every believing Christian that these individuals turn from their sin and seek forgiveness from their Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus offers complete forgiveness and help to all whom the devil has tricked into believing that adultery, fornication, and other sexual sins are in any way whatsoever permissible. While thousands of people living together outside of marriage are experiencing personal adjustment, Others who are sympathetic to the new approach are busy trying to give the new movement a positive image. Those who speak and write about this scandalous living are being asked not to use terms such as shacking up or living in sin. These words convey a strong negative feeling toward this lifestyle and expose it for what it really is. New expressions such as cohabitation are being encouraged. There is also underway a massive public relations effort to make that which society has always condemned appear positive and even beneficial. Misguided sociologists, psychologists, journalists, and even clergymen are doing all they can to justify living in sin. They are making arrangements to appear on radio programs and television talk shows to give support to a movement the majority of society realizes is ungodly and immoral. One of the arguments used to promote the new lifestyle is that we as a society are now becoming more mature and no longer need the old guidelines to live by. The point is often emphasized that we are being liberated from our puritanical background and culture. We are being freed from rules established by our Puritan forefathers. Let it be announced clearly on this radio broadcast today that the rules against adultery, fornication, and other types of immorality did not originate and were not devised by Puritans. The command that we are to avoid immoral living was given by God thousands of years ago when He revealed Himself to His people. When He commanded, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," He was speaking to all forms of immoral and ungodly sexual living. Our Lord expressed Himself again in the early Christian church through His apostles and prophets. Through the Holy Scriptures, He continues to speak today concerning this subject. Let me read the will of God concerning immorality directly from the Holy Scriptures. "It is God's will that you should be holy, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit." Ladies and gentlemen, teenagers, senior citizens, and everyone listening today, the words I have just read directly from the Holy Scriptures reflect God's will. Nowhere in the Bible can we reinterpret the Word of God in order to permit anyone to live together in sin outside of marriage. Those individuals who claim to be Christian and at the same time promote this type of sinful living are imposters and false prophets. They should be avoided at all cost. Our Lord considers adultery, fornication, and all types of sexual immorality as grievous sins. He does not look lightly upon them. He does, however, extend His love and mercy to all who have been tempted by the devil in this way. The devil has ruined the lives of more individuals through the misuse of sex than through any other sin. It is often the first step in a downward plunge to ungodly living and a broken life. When we repent of our sins, we must also be willing to turn from our sins. We must be willing to say no to the devil and all his temptations. Perhaps as you listen to this radio broadcast, you feel you are unable to turn from your sin. Perhaps you feel your immoral living has become so much a part of your lifestyle, you are unable to change. According to the Word of God, no person is beyond rescue. No one is beyond the love of God. No one is beyond the mercy of God. Turn to your Lord. Ask your Heavenly Father in prayer to deliver you from the power and the grip of the devil. He will give you His Holy Spirit, who will release the grip of the devil on your soul. The Holy Spirit will provide you with the power to respond to temptation the same way Joseph did when he was tempted to commit immorality with Potiphar's wife. With a conviction God placed in his heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, Joseph said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" If you have been in the grip of the devil and have been involved in sexual immorality, repent of your sins. Your Heavenly Father will forgive your sins through Jesus Christ. Our Lord speaks to us in 1 John chapter 1 when He says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. One of the great burdens carried by people who have lived an immoral life is the agony of unending guilt. Many today believe their life has been so bad that total and complete forgiveness is impossible. Others feel that certain minor sins may be forgiven, but that eventually they will have to suffer in some way for their worst sins. The Holy Scriptures tell us that when Jesus died on the cross, His blood washed all our sins away. This was total and absolutely complete. When we repent of our sins, we are forgiven, and we will not have to answer for them on Judgment Day. The Holy Scriptures tell us in Hebrews chapter 9, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from the acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Even if some of your best friends try to convince you that living in sin is acceptable in our society, do not follow their advice. Listen to the Lord as He speaks to you in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Don't you know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor the adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. God's judgment weighs heavily on all types of immoral living. Just as directly as His judgment falls on this type of activity, so also does He offer His mercy and grace to all who repent. If we refuse to repent of our sinful living, we can be absolutely sure of God's judgment. The Lord speaks to us in the book of Romans when He says, "Because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath." God has expressed His disfavor toward all types of immorality. He has revealed this clearly in the Ten Commandments and in many other places in the Holy Scriptures. We must always remember, however, that God did not give the Ten Commandments to prevent us from enjoying life. He revealed His will so that we can avoid those things which bring harm to our body and can eventually destroy our soul. The reason God gave us the Ten Commandments was to assure us of a life of happiness and joy. Examples of the result of immoral living can be seen in every section of our society today. Young people who engage in illicit sexual relations soon find themselves committing other sins without hesitation, since these seem less evil. Adultery among married couples often leads to broken homes, nervous breakdowns, shattered lives, and children who find themselves unable to adjust to society. History provides abundant evidence that whenever gross immorality sets in, this is the beginning of a downward plunge of the individual as well as society. Immorality is certainly evil in itself, but what makes it worse is that it permits the devil to get a firm hold on our lives. If we permit immorality to become part of our life, lying, cheating, stealing, coveting, and many other sins will surely follow. In order to protect us from the devil who is constantly trying to seduce us, God has commanded that we abstain from any type of immorality. When we sin against God, His justice and holiness demands that such sin be paid for. No sin ever goes unpunished in the eyes of God. The good news is that instead of punishing us for our sins, God punished His own Son. Jesus Christ suffered and paid for our sins when He died on the cross. When He died, He took the punishment we should have endured. When Jesus died on the cross, He died the death we should have died. Why did He do this? Because of His unbelievable and unexplainable love for us. Our Lord lovingly assures us of His love and pardon when He says in His Word, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." The Lord promises if we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess your sins. Do it today. God will forgive all your sins and give you the strength to live completely free from the power of the devil. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you with repentant hearts, begging your forgiveness. The love and grace you have shown us through your Son, Jesus Christ, is more than we can ever understand. Give us your Holy Spirit so that we may be free from the power of sin in our life. We ask also for special strength to face every temptation each day. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Programs Department of the International Lutheran Layman's League.